I am a storyteller, a weaver of words, a conjurer of tales that traverse the realms of imagination. Within the tapestry of words, I hold the power to summon emotions that dance like firelight in the hearts of those who dare to listen. This thing that I had seen cannot be described. There is no language for such abysms of shrieking, immemorial lunacy, such eldritch contradictions of all matter, force, and cosmic order. If I say that my somewhat extravagant imagination yielded simultaneous pictures of an octopus, a dragon, and a human caricature, I shall not be unfaithful to the spirit of the thing, but it was the general outline of the whole which made it most shockingly frightful.
So what brings you to the Peak Woods anyway, Eddie?
I don't know. What brought you to life, Squeak?
Don't look at me. I'm just as lost as you are,
said Squeak, as they carried on down the path of this mystic woodland.
Whatever it is, it's absolutely fandaborific to be with you, person to imaginary person at last, Eddie.
Eddie couldn't help but simper at the sight of his imaginary friend at his side. Squeak was everything he'd imagined him to be, which was no surprise with him being his imaginary friend. The difference was that when Eddie was at home, he'd had to imagine everything that Squeak would say, think, or do. Now, Squeak was doing whatever he wanted all on his own.
In the distant past, our planet was home to a civilization called the Ancients. Somehow, they learned of a great reservoir of energy pulsing beneath their feet. And once they had, the Ancients developed the means to harness this bountiful energy and bend it to their will. The scripture has endured. We, who are born of the planet, with her, we speak, her flesh we shape. Unto her promised land shall we one day return. By her loving grace and providence, may we take our place in paradise.
Whenever we are living in the present moment, we drive fear from our minds. Essentially, fear is concerned over events which might happen sometime in the future. But you are only open to intense fear when you are inactive. The minute you start to take action and actually do something, fear subsides. Living in the now is about taking action without fear of the consequences. It is about putting in the effort for just the sake of the involvement, without worrying about whether we will get our just rewards.
Heaven help me, he thought as his eyes flew wide open. I can't see anything at all. But he did not say so, and the poor old minister stared as hard as he dared. He couldn't see anything, because there was nothing to see.
Don't hesitate to tell us what you think of it, said one of the weavers.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's enchanting. What colours? I'll be sure to tell the Emperor how delighted I am with it.
Well, my friends, he said, seems that there is no more games to be had. I suppose we had better call it a night.
No, we will not, said the leader of the devils. We shall call it a breakfast, and you the meal.
The soldier rose up from the table, and from his bag he produced the old dirty sack and slammed it onto the table.
Tell me, my friends, what do you call this?
It's a sack,
said the leader.
Nothing but a sack.
Is that right? Then, by the grace of God, get in it!
So remember, in the essence of every word, in the cadence of every sentence, I exist. I am a storyteller.